with one woman right now. What's your name, man?
Meg Steele.
Meg, describe the scene for us. What was it like down there?
It was sort of a typical metro experience with no information. Being down there for, I guess it was about over an hour. The fire department was great. The metro folks were not as helpful. You do feel for them because, you know, clearly they're sort of the worker bees who are, like, dealing with a system that seems to be, like, continuously unable to improve its ability to, like, give folks information in a timely manner, even if it's no information. I mean, it was really, like, we ran around, but it was great because passengers helped each other. Folks joked around, you know, gave each other candy. We had a woman who was a diabetic, but her situation got worse as time went on. Some folks were really helping each other. And then we just evacuated through a metro tunnel, which was, like, surreal. It was like being in a, like, one of those, like, movies with, like, aliens and such.
Was it scary for you, Dominic?
The initial explosion and fire and smoke was quite scary, actually, because people, I mean, you knew something was wrong. When the metro left Federal Center Southwest, things were clanking, and as we moved along, the clanking got louder, we started to see sparks, and then folks from the front of my car rushed towards the back, and that was really scary, because you just had no idea, like, is there a ball of fire coming towards you, and how are we going to get out of here? So that was frightening, but other than that, you know, again, there's always a few folks in the crowd who are very good at keeping people calm, and the rest of it was just sort of waiting it out, and, you know, frustration with Metro, and then the walk out of the tunnel, though, was pretty cool.
All right, thanks.